This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is strongly raising the concerns of the Global South on every global platform. Addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, during its G20 presidency as well, India placed the priorities of the Global South at the center of the global agenda. The PM said, in India, democracy means last-mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
The Supreme Court stayed the FIRs registered by the West Bengal police against Enforcement Directorate officials in connection with the recent searches at the premises of political consultancy firm IPAC and the residence of its co-founder Prateek Jain in Kolkata. The Apex Court observed that the petitions raised serious questions of alleged interference by state agencies in a central investigation. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Vipul Pancholi issued notice to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Directorate General of Police Rajiv Kumar, Kolkata Police Commissioner and others on the ED's pleas alleging obstruction during the search operations conducted last week. Meanwhile, over the Supreme Court's decision, the BJP said that it is a major setback for West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said that the decision is a major blow for TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee. India and Israel signed a joint ministerial declaration of intent to strengthen collaboration in the fisheries and aquaculture sectors. The declaration was signed during the second global summit on blue food security, See the Future 2026, held in Israel. In a statement, the Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that the declaration focuses on joint research and development in advanced aquaculture technologies, responsible fishing practices and capacity building. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal said that India has more than doubled its installed power generation capacity from 249 gigawatt in 2014 to over 510 gigawatt in 2025. Addressing the curtain raiser of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that India is now the world's third largest producer and consumer of electricity. President of the European Council António Luís Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be chief guests at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavyapath on 26th January. At the invitation of PM Modi, both leaders will be on a three-day state visit to India from 25th January. In Chhattisgarh, 52 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. A total reward of 1 crore 45 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. Under the Chhattisgarh government's rehabilitation policy, each of the surrendered Maoists has been provided financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 10 million people took the holy dip at Sangam in Prayagraj on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. On the second major snan of the Magh Mela held along the sacred banks of the Triveni Sangam, devotees from across the country gathered to take a holy dip at the confluence. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran, as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protests and a violent crackdown by authorities. The meeting comes a day after Iran briefly closed its entire airspace for about 5 hours overnight, forcing several international airlines to reroute or cancel flights. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further, Ministry of External Affairs in an advisory said. In view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. And that is the end of this news bulletin.